brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Good evening, Philadelphia, and welcome to the Green Legion Radio Player Show, live on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, here at the Finn in Fishtown, set to open, not this Friday as we advertised last week. I was speaking with Jeff before the show. We are set to open up here at the Finn for good on December 9th. Until then, we'll do a bunch of soft openings, and I'll tell you what, man, the food has been fantastic here since we've been here the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yes,
I'll tell
has.
You what, you guys are in for a treat.
Tender? Tender and delicious.
They
haven't brought out the bison burger again. I don't know why. I had three trays last time.
Well, they probably ran out because you had three trays.
Well, whatever do you mean? I thought it was a soft opening. I'm just saying.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Please rate, review, subscribe, download the show on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio, where the simplest thing to do is just download the iHeartRadio app, and you can listen to us anywhere, crystal clear, worldwide. Just a couple Green Legion announcements here. Sign up for the New Orleans tailgate for this upcoming Sunday's home game against the Saints, 8 to noon. All you can eat and drink, plus the Green Legion Radio pregame show from 10 to 11, right there at the corner of 11th and Patterson. Make sure you guys come on down and check us out. I also believe there's going to be a few spots that will be released for the Jets road game coming up. And I don't see sold out on the website. I signed up for the D.C. trip. Quimby was saying the other day there's about 20 spots remaining for that.
That's awesome.
January 2nd, it's going to be cold, but we're going to be eating and drinking on the bus down to D.C. to that epic dump.
And
club box seats, baby.
Awesome sauce.
Club box seats. Absolutely. So what are you guys waiting for? Go and sign up. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, MCS Residential, and MCS Custom Cabinetry. They started the work on my house last week, and I'll tell you what professionals they are, doing a fantastic job. I can't wait to tell you guys all about the finished product in the next few weeks. The next sip, Cavs Restaurants, Delilah's, City Fitness Philadelphia, Echelon Health and Fitness, Bucks County Baseball Company. The website is bigger than the showroom. The King of Prussia Diner, Cherry Hill Triplex, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, and I did say the Finn earlier, and TwinSpires. Download the app on your phone, deposit $10, and get $250 worth in free bets, which you can do with anything you please. Now that I have gotten down to business here, let's get to our panel, which is free of Quimby. On vacation this week, and everybody thinks that Quimby lives the life of luxury, and he's always on vacation, right? He's in Denver, and you know, with the Green Legion, Miami years ago, and a couple weeks ago, Vegas. That's never vacation. That's work for Quimby, right?
Right, that's work. But they're talking about during the off season when we're gallivanting and pillaging the lands of the Costa Ricas and Panamas and whatnot.
Speaking about gallivanting, we all are gallivanting knowing the fact that Michael Shut Up Diaz is not here with us this evening. Everybody rejoice. So,
no piano man either.
Joining me this evening on the panel is my producer for Baseball Brunch and here at Green Legion Radio. The fantastic job, as always. Slash, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, everybody? Marcus, thanks for hanging out with us. And I just blew our lead, didn't
you just,
I?
Yeah,
just
I'm,
did.
I'm
as the
up,
words came out of my
building
mouth,
up, I didn't know whether to go with, you know, whether to go with him last or go with Sam last, because apparently 900 people want to see Sam's face more than ours. Speaking of Sam, Sam is actually on the show this evening.
Woo!
First time she's been on the show since the last Baseball Brunch episode. Sam, how are you?
I'm good. My voice is a little rough, but I'm okay.
Okay.
Won't ask why.
It's all good.
Denver.
Yeah. We'll blame it on that. We're not going to blame it on the fact that Rex's truck is probably in your driveway.
No, stop.
Who names their kid Denver?
Yeah. Number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, and the biggest flower I've ever seen. That dandelion has roots for days. Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, big dog?
Don't act like you're not impressed.
No. I saw that the other day. I'll tell you what. I didn't know who pulled it off better, you or Captain. I'm giving a slight edge to you because I know you would strangle me, and I don't need that.
Well, no. See, I added the glasses just to be a ray of American sunshine.
Yeah, and that's what you are, because we're going to get to our guest right now. safety for your Philadelphia Eagles, number 22, Marcus Epps. Marcus, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
I'm trying to lose this mic. Sorry.
What was that? What's going on?
How about you guys shutting up and let me finish? Go ahead, Marcus.
Marcus, we appreciate you coming on the show and having some fun with us this hour. It's going to be a good time. We're looking forward to talking to you about this past game against Denver. Now, you played in the game, and the first thing first for me, like I look at Denver as like a there's not a lot of bucket list stadiums in the NFL. Like Lambeau's like the obvious one, right?
Really?
But yeah. But Mile High, like for the city and the atmosphere, and I always love it when like the incomplete pass and they go incomplete. But the thing I want to talk to you about, just you know, the altitude. Is it real? Is it a real thing when you're out there playing? Because I saw her whining about it, Sam whining about it on Facebook the other day, walking to receipts. Was it a real thing for you?
Yeah, it's definitely real. Luckily for me, I went to college in Wyoming.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say that too.
We're about 2,000 feet higher over there, so you know, I feel like every time I go back to altitude, it doesn't hit me as hard. So you know, it wasn't hitting me too bad on Sunday.
So how long does your body take to adjust to that? A lot of times they say like the second half is where you tend to lose it. But you said that you played at Wyoming, which I had right here. Stalker Sam was taking care of that for me when you went to college. But you played college there, and you said it was 2,000 feet higher than what Denver is. Like, is that something for you as somebody that has played at a higher altitude level? Like, does your body, get used to that to where, you were probably better than the other guys were?
Yeah, I feel like every time I go back, it doesn't really bother me as much. So, you know, going into the game, I was trying not to think about it, seeing as I already played at this type of atmosphere before. So, you know, it wasn't really too heavy on my mind.
Okay. All right, and I saw that big sign when you guys were getting off the bus. It was telling you guys how high you actually are above sea level.
Yeah, they definitely try to post it everywhere in the locker room back there, just so everybody knows.
Now, leaving the airport, you guys got in at night, right?
Yeah.
Did you pay attention to that giant Bronco with the red eyes? Giant blue Bronco? Yeah. That was scary as hell. I was like, sweet Jesus. I said, at nighttime, it's going to be a monster.
Yeah, I think it has red eyes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, no, it's like a big blue Bronco statue. I'm talking about larger than life.
Yeah, sure.
With like red eyes that glow. I was like, oh, dear Lord.
So, Marcus, we were joking around with you before we went on air when you first got here. The team, ever since, like, there was a massive – I don't know if you follow up with the media and how they've been with your coaching staff this season, but, you know, they've been all over Coach Nick Sirianni and Jonathan Gannon with the defensive coordinator. But since – they especially blew up since the Flower episode where he was talking about the roots and everything. Hollis is alluding to it right now with his wonderful bouquet around his head. Now, taking it back, you guys are 2-1 since then, and you very easily could have been 3-0. I mean, you guys were in that Chargers game. You had a shot to win that game. Now, can you take us into the locker room or into the auditorium there where Nick – puts that up on a PowerPoint presentation? Because everybody thinks that, you know, you guys are football players, big masculine football players, and this guy's breaking out flowers, trying to, compare you guys to flowers. Can you give us a little bit of, the background on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think every team meeting, he's always got some different type of metaphors for us, the way he sees the team or the direction we need to go. And, you know, being around different coaches, I think every coach is different. Everybody has different messages they portray to the team. But I think the important thing with Coach Nick was his heart's in the right place. You know, his message is in the right place. So I feel like that's what gets across to us. And that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. And he's been getting a lot of praise this week for the fact that, a lot of things haven't gone right. I mean, let's face facts with facts here. We're 4-6.
Yeah.
But the team has not quit in any of these games on him. And that, to me, that's the biggest reflection upon him as a head coach.
Yeah, definitely. The culture that he's establishing, what we have going right now, we think it's moving in the right direction. You know, everybody's bought in. So, we're never going to quit, never going to give up. You know, we feel like we could go on a run here. So, that's where everybody's mind is at right now.
Now, I know you don't get to see the television broadcast quite often, but often I'm watching the television broadcast. Did J.J. Think of Whiteside dress before the game?
Yeah.
He did? Okay. Well, they had him pegged wrong because they said J.J. was getting quartered off the field. I was like, is he even touching the field? Is he?
But no, JJ's been doing a good job. He's been doing a good job for us, man, fighting on special teams, man, making some good plays, contributing in any way he can. So, kudos to him for that.
Yeah, it's kind of a rough fight. This is a rough town. You will find that out early and often. That's Lito Shepherd leaving.
Oh, yeah, man. He's peacing out for sure.
He's peacing out. He's got to get out of here. But what's been the biggest adjustment for you being in Philly? This is your second year, right?
Third year
here?
Yeah, so halfway through my rookie year is when I first got here.
Okay, so what's been your biggest adjustment? Coming from 2,000 feet above us to become in the Philly.
Yeah, I think it is the adjustment, just dealing with the fans and the media, trying to have to, you know, be able to tone it out. But, I mean, you know, coming here, the best thing about it is how passionate they are, how they show up every game, and, you know, no matter what.
Even
you know,
on the road.
That's the biggest thing. Right. They're always flying out on the road, absolutely, man, showing up for us. So, you know, I mean, there's nowhere else you'd rather play than a city like this. You know, there's a lot of cities out there that the fans rarely ever show up. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, feels good. The atmosphere is amazing here. So, you know, I'm happy to be here in Philly.
Marcus, before we dive into the Broncos game, because I want to touch on that. In the second segment, I really want to we've got questions for you. We want to get to know Marcus Epps better as a person and as a player. And we Sam, like I said, stalker Sam over here. You know, she did some work, some background work on you. And then we want to talk about the upcoming Saints game. But not putting the horse before the cart here. The fact that you don't have to worry about getting on an airplane the rest of the season, that has to be pretty cool. I mean, like, you know, taking a train down to D.C., bus trip up to New York twice to go up to the Meadowlands, that has to be
that's MetLife for you Stadium. Guys. That's MetLife Stadium.
It's the Meadowlands. It's still the swamps. It's still the swamps.
I closed the Meadowlands with the Panthers.
but that's got to be a pretty cool thing for you guys. You don't have to worry about these cross-country flights anymore. Everybody has to come to you, or it's a short day trip.
Yeah, definitely. I think that definitely this schedule going the rest of the way, I think it's definitely in our favor. You know, like you said, we don't have to fly across country, no long flight. So, you know, it's nice and easy on our bodies, so we can just focus on the game and get right.
Sounds great. All right, let's touch down a little bit here now on the Denver game. Jalen Hurts with a strong first half, not so much the second half, but it wasn't really needed. 16-23, passing 178 yards, two touchdowns, should have been three, but Quez dropped that ball at an interception. Two receiving touchdowns for the birthday boy. Devontae Smith already has more receiving yards this year than the Eagles' leading wide receiver in yardage last season. Do you guys know who that was?
Greg Ward.
No.
No.
Who was it?
Did you have a guess there, Marcus?
Fogum.
Oh,
that's
Fogum.
That's right.
Travis Fogum. Eagles have three players with over 40-plus yards rushing 3 weeks in a row for the first time since 1950. Mm. Is Jeffrey Lurie mad that we're running the ball so much? No, I'm just kidding.
No, please don't do that. And, see, you want people to come on here, and then you ask some questions like that.
What? Who does that?
And then the bend but don't break defense for the Birds. 13 points given up. Held the Broncos to 1 for 11 on third down and 0 for 2 on fourth down. Broncos always good with the running game. Held them to 96 yards rushing and forcing a fumble on Melvin Gordon that was returned by Darius Slay, the biggest play of the game. It was a nail in the coffin. And Teddy Bridgewater, wow, he made a business decision, Marcus. Did you see that? Did you see the Olay that Teddy had there on that play?
No, I'm going to let you answer that, but I'm going to tell you why he did it. But go ahead.
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
Now, the funny part about the whole thing is, you know, the rules is really you don't block the quarterback unless he's trying to get it. And because back when me and Bullet Womb, Hugh Douglas played, we were playing against Chicago. What is that? What'd you do?
We had a nice echo.
I know, exactly. We were playing against Chicago. Way to go, Sean.
Sean Briggs.
The voice of God, Sean Briggs.
I was like, so we were playing against Chicago, and we got an interception. It was in a playoff game, and Jim Miller, he tried to go after it. Well, the way the double J taught us how to return on the interception was the defensive end goes after the quarterback, and when you go after him, you kick his tush.
Can't do that no
more.
Yeah,
that's why I can't do it no more, because he separated Jim's shoulder. And he got fined, so he played the rest of the playoffs for free.
I wasn't exactly sure because the way Teddy was coming after Darius, on the like right there on Darius's left side,
right.
There was another, I don't know which eagle it was, that was on
Alex Singleton.
Was that Alex? Because he would have tattooed Teddy if he would have put his hands on Darius.
But that's why a lot of people don't know they didn't have a backup quarterback.
Oh, that's right. Drew Locke is out because of COVID, right?
Yeah. Ooh, they didn't have a backup quarterback.
No, they have Kendall Hinton. Yeah. Right?
So they don't have a backup quarterback. Yeah. Kendall Hinton, is that the kid that they started the one time?
Last year against Taysom Hill in the Saints.
When that whole entire quarterback room got...
Yeah, that was rough.
Marcus, if Teddy was your quarterback in that situation, how does that play in the locker room? Like, do they look at him a certain way because he didn't attempt to make that tackle? And that really, that ended the game. I mean, with that one play. Like, do you guys look at him as, you know, any other way than like, hey, all right, well, he's our quarterback and we don't want him to get hurt?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure the situation or the reasons behind why he didn't go for that tackle, you know. So I don't really want to
dive too much into it.
Person, everything I've heard about Teddy as a person and as a leader has been nothing but great things. So, you know, I don't really want to.
You don't want to.
I got you.
Yeah,
you
don't want
to. It's all good, man.
Yeah, make any he don't say wanna, anything about him when you know, I don't really know.
Teddy two gloves.
He don't want to soil the relationship before it gets started. I heard you talking about me. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So, as you know, Marcus, the defense has been a topic of conversation pretty much all season around here. What were the differences? What were the adjustments that were made last week in the meetings with Jonathan Gannon as far as the adjustments that you were going to make for this past game against Denver?
You know, I think the biggest thing with us that we've been talking about every week is just our mentality and our attitude. You know, we feel like, you know, obviously you can see it on the field, you know, Denver game. When we come out and play with the attitude and play with that edge and play with that mindset that we're just going to win, you know, then we can play with anybody in this league. But if we come out flat, if we come out on our heels and we're not executing, then, you know, it's not going to be too good for us. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. That's where our biggest focus is no matter what, we just have to come with that edge and that mindset, you know, that we're going to physically dominate. And when we do that, we can play with anybody.
Right, and that's the thing, too. If you look at the playoff race right now, and there's plenty of football still left to be played, but the teams that are ahead of you guys are teams that you've already beaten.
Yeah.
And you own the tiebreaker with them. Carolina, Atlanta, if you beat New Orleans this upcoming weekend, you'll hold the tiebreaker over them, too. These teams right here, man, everything's so wide open. No one saw what was going to happen last night with the 49ers over the Rams. Nobody saw that happening. I don't know what it is about the league this year, but it's way more unpredictable than it's ever been, especially the last couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you see teams every week, you got to bring it. It's the NFL. You see teams that are supposed to win, have great records, lose each and every week or be in hard-fought games. So, you know, this is the best of the best. And at this level, you got to bring it each and every week or you can get beat each and every week. So,
absolutely. Sam, do you guys have any questions for Marcus based off of the Denver game?
I just had a question overall. Tank hit it on a little bit, but Marcus, you're really having like a breakout season here. I just want to know get your thoughts on what you've done to get to the point where you're at and become really a great starting safety in this league.
Yeah, man, just a lot of hard work in off season for sure. But I think the biggest thing with me is just a different mentality. Just finally getting comfortable, feeling good. You know, I'm having more confidence. So, you know, just along with that, getting like a steady dose of playing time each and every game, it allows me to get more comfortable, fill my spots out more on the field, adjust to the defense more. So, you know, I've always believed in myself. With the amount of work that I put in, I know I belong in this league. I know I'm a starter in this league. So, you know, the biggest thing for me is just trying to, you know, stay humble, stay hungry, just never get complacent and just keep working for more, try to find any way I can get better.
And how big is it having Rodney McLeod back on the field for you guys as well?
Yeah, definitely huge. I mean, he's a huge leader in this locker room, captain, a guy who's been doing it at this level for a long time. So, you know, he's really important to this defense and to this team overall.
Absolutely. And we're going to get to know Marcus Epps just a little bit more coming up in our second segment here. But right after, Greater Philadelphia Health Action is a sponsor of Green Legion Radio, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 1-888-296-GPHA. Website for more information on services and a complete listing of locations, go to www.gphainc.org. That's www.gphainc.org. We'll be right back after these messages right here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler with the Green Legion Radio Players Show. Night on the Green Legion Radio Player Show on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, which is brought to you by MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. This is who you want to talk to. Everything from additions, renovations, kitchens, baths, closet organization, cabinetry, vanities, basements, everything you need. Mention the Green Legion and get 10% off of your order, regardless of how much. Reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That is www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. Or I could personally give you Greg's number so you can bother him while he's in Florida with Quimby, who apparently is our fearless leader. I don't know who was saying that to me earlier while we were on break. But
what?
Fearless. Quimby's fearless?
Well, he's on. They're in the sea fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. We don't want to bother him at all. Hey, we're having hey, guess what? Quimby's not here. We're not having technical issues. Woo!
Whoa. Wait a minute. Wait. You don't hear that?
Hold on.
It's like telling a pitcher he's over in 7 minutes.
Hey, it can't be any worse than the time that he was hung over for baseball brunch and we had the overheating of the equipment for 20 minutes.
Oh, it was only 98 degrees out.
Yeah, yeah, just that. Thanks, Quimby. You're not.
Love you, Quimby.
We'll find out if he really is not listening to us right now, because you know we're going to get blown up and I'm probably going to get fired. Yeah. But hey, enough about us here at Green Legion Radio. Let's get to know Marcus Epps, safety of your Philadelphia Eagles, just a little bit more. Marcus, so I texted Sam earlier today, and I was like, Sam, listen, I want you to do some research on Marcus. I want you to get something for me. That way we can have a little bit of fun with him, okay? Because we can talk football. We can talk X's and O's. We can talk about that all day. The last segment, we're going to talk about the upcoming game with the Saints, okay?
Not that much. Don't worry. We're not going to put you on the spot.
Not at all. So Sam had from what she gave me here. So I want to talk a little bit about your draft day experience, because you were selected sixth round, 191st overall, by the Minnesota Vikings in the 2019 NFL draft. Where were you slated to go? Were you supposed to go earlier? Were you supposed to go later? Like, or did you fall right where you were expected to go?
I didn't really know. I knew it was, hearing things from my agent, we knew it was either late 6th, 7th, or undrafted free agent. We knew I'd be somewhere in the camp, but we weren't really sure where. You know, kind of that last week leading up to the draft is when more teams had kind of started calling me.
Is that unnerving for you, like, leading up to that? I mean, that's your future. I mean, where you're going to wind up being for however long. I mean, it was only half a season with Minnesota, and then you wound up here, thankfully. But, you know, like, that whole situation, like, everything from the combine, if you did that all the way through.
No combine.
You didn't do the combine? No.
All-star games. I did really good in my pro day, though, so I think that's what kind of had made scouts go back and really watch film on me. So,
was Minnesota the number one team that was really coming hard after you, or were they unexpected?
No, yeah, they were the team that I talked to the most. You know, had a coach there, Jeff Howard. He was the assistant DB coach. He's a DB coach with the Browns now. He's the one who I talked to the most. He's kind of the guy that, like, stood on the table for me and pushed for them to draft me. So
now Harrison Smith has been one of the best safeties in football for like the last 5, 6, 7 years now out of Notre Dame. You played half a season there. What kind of things did you pick up from him? You got to pick a guy's brain like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great dude. I used to watch film with him a lot on our off days, man. Great dude. Kind of took me under his wing a little bit, him and Ant.
And Hat's here now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he's got to help out a lot.
I was glad when he signed here. But, yeah, no, Harry's a great dude, laid-back guy, man. You know, real chill, willing to teach everybody everything. He's not, you know, one of those guys that, you know,
likes
too
to keep
big.
It all to himself.
Yeah, he's not ever, you know, he's just real laid back, man. I learned a lot from Harry just on how to play the safety position. Disguising was a big thing, blitzing. But no, he's a great player and a great dude.
All right. So, Sam, like I said, she.
Stop blaming me for that.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to.
Because what if something's wrong? And it's my fault.
First of all, you were stalking Diaz all weekend in Denver.
That's true.
And that right there is enough to set anybody
ill.
Off. So,
ill.
Go ahead, Hollis.
Ill. I did have a question for you.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Hollis. I should have got to you when we came right back.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Well, no, I was going to say because. Thank you, sir. I know that means you don't give a damn. But what I was going to ask you, I know you got drafted in the later rounds, and we were talking earlier about the chip being on your shoulder. Now, when you came into camp, did they draft any other? First of all, first part of the question is, did they draft any other people at your position? And when you got your opportunity to go in, did you feel like you had to be better and more polished than the guy that they drafted ahead of you?
My year, I was the only safety they had drafted.
Okay. So did they have any other young guys at the position as well?
There was a couple undrafted guys that they brought in as well. But, I mean, it didn't really change my mindset. I wasn't really worried about anybody else that they brought in. Like you said, I kind of always had that chip on my shoulder. Just always been an underrated guy, you know, walked on in college. So, you know, I've always had that chip on my shoulder, try to play with the edge.
Yeah. And it basically, is, I was actually there because as an undrafted free agent, I felt like I always had to prove myself, prove that I belong, one,
yeah.
and continue to make plays and had to be I wasn't afforded. What I was getting at is you're not afforded the same opportunities as the higher draft picks, where they get to mess up and everybody's always talking about, oh, they're ceiling.
They're developing.
But as a late round draft pick and an undrafted person, how do you feel about that?
Oh no, that's the truth, man. I mean, definitely the truth, 100%. And that's kind of why you always have to play with that edge, because you know your leash is a lot shorter.
Yeah. Do you think that? And I've noticed this as well. It's like when guys have the chip that, in which we possess, do you think that it kind of fuels the fire, and that's why a lot of the early round guys who've been cupcake and buttered, so to speak, this is why they turn out to be softer.
Big pudding.
Like Big Pudding. I'm not going to put you on the spot about it. Big Pudding is number 77 on your team, but I'm not going to say any names. He's softer than a bag of cotton. But and the only reason I came to that conclusion is because I was in a few choice practices, and I saw him get, we call it raw dog, and he got ugly out there.
We're still talking about football, right?
Yeah, we're talking about football. Right. Our deepest apologies. I blacked out for a second.
All right, so
basically what I'm saying is what I'm getting at is a lot of people don't understand the chip in which you possess, because you feel like everybody that was taken before you, that you're not that you're better than them, but you could have gave that same opportunity, but yet you put me in this position to where I gotta kick your fronts in.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's there's a lot of guys that get drafted ahead of you that you know you feel you're better than. And that, you know, that just, for me, it's just fuel to the fire. Like you said, I love proving people wrong. Always been that way. So, you know, you just got to find a way. Always find a way to keep that edge, keep that fuel, and just keep going. And it pushes you to keep working harder, and that's what makes you a better player.
Marcus, before we have some fun and get to know some fun things about you outside of the game of football, what is the best thing about being a professional football player, professional athlete, period? Like, what's the coolest perk that you get to have from that?
Now, hold up, Marcus. Besides Monday when you get your check, besides that, go ahead.
To me, it's game day, man. That atmosphere. Especially here in Philly, when that Rocky theme goes on, man.
I still get goosebumps, man, every time.
It just gives you chills, man, and you just, you know, this is what you worked your
whole
life to do.
Coming out of that tunnel.
Yeah, it's just what you worked your whole life to do, what you've been dreaming for since you were a kid, and it's just like, you know, every Sunday you just come to that realization, like, wow, like I'm really living out my dreams right now. So, you know, for me, it's definitely, you know, game day and that atmosphere on game day.
Quick follow-up. Okay, last year you played in the COVID-19 season where nobody was in the stands. How awkward was that? I mean, I know there was a few games where there were some fans. We were there for the Dallas game, me and Sam. But, like, how awkward was that? Because, like, you know, you live for that energy coming out of that tunnel and 70,000 fans are there, like, going nuts. And then last year you're coming out of the tunnel and it's nothing. How awkward was that for you guys?
Yeah, it was definitely weird, man. Definitely something that, you know, you kind of had to adjust to and get used to during the season. But you know, kind of as the games went on, and when you kind of got into the heat of the game, got that adrenaline flowing, you kind of didn't notice it as much. But you know, now that the fans are back, man, it's just great to have them back. That the energy out there is different, so definitely great to have them.
When did you get your first start? I hope it wasn't during COVID time, was it?
My first start.
Your first start.
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah. Oh God! Because it's like you. Like with me, my rookie year, I was fortunate enough to start towards the end of my rookie year. Mm-hmm. But as you know, when I first was there, as a rookie, you come out, you run out there, you hear the crowd cheering and stuff. And I was like, okay, wait, did they say? Until you start, it's like when you see the other guys come down the tunnel and stuff, you're like, man, I can't wait till it's my turn. But can't wait. Yeah. And yours happened during COVID time when it was just like, and Marcus F started.
I'm definitely still waiting for that pregame first start in the league when they announce the defensive start.
You'll get there.
And the smoke. Yeah.
The time's coming.
It'll come.
And you run through the smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever thought what you was gonna do?
Nah, man.
You gonna do the Mr. Roboto like Lane does?
Not that far ahead yet.
Well, no, I was asking because I used to say what I was thinking was good. I was gonna do. I was like, nah, it's just a waste of energy. I'm probably gonna need that energy during the snap during the game. So
you were probably gonna do the Norman Smiley big wiggle.
No, I'm just gonna run. I'm just gonna jog out.
The Coy Detmer.
A brisk jog out. It's gonna look like a fast walk because I'm conserving my energy. I'm a big dog. I need to move mountains. I don't need to run around.
Where you walking past your teammates going, oh, God.
It's like, give it to me. Down low. Now, wait a minute. Not too low. Not too low. Okay, up high now. Up high now.
Whoa. So, Marcus, I'm looking here. This is off the Eagles website here. Bucket list of yours is traveling around Europe. What part of Europe specifically would you look forward to seeing the most?
I'm not sure. I definitely want to go to Italy. Got to go to Greece, too. But, you know, I haven't really... I got to get my whole vacation list together. Last year, right after my rookie year, it was COVID basically hit. So I haven't really been able to travel really since.
Well, I know Spuds was saying that you had to run it by your wife, right, to do the show with us. And I think you had some. Oh, you have kids?
Yeah, two kids.
Two kids? What are their ages?
5 years old and then 9 months.
Okay. Yeah. I got 5 and 2-year-old boys, man. Nuts. Your biggest pet peeve apparently is when people chew with their mouth open. Now, luckily for you, we're going to be sampling this food in the second hour of the show, so you're not going to have to deal with us talking while we're eating. So, if you could, now this right here, this is near and dear to my heart. If you could play another sport, it would be baseball. I'm a huge baseball fan. As I alluded to earlier, I have my own show with Phillies broadcaster Greg Murphy, Baseball Brunch, and. Baseball. So, like, did you play baseball growing up, and what positions did you play? What position would you want to play?
I did. I think they got that wrong. I honestly think I said basketball.
Come on, man. We got to proofread this stuff.
Everybody.
On the website.
Every football
would definitely
If you could play baseball, what position would you play?
Growing up, I always played shortstop. But
the best players always
love
do.
It. Yeah, I'll probably play center field if I could play in the league. Yeah, I don't know about shortstop.
Basketball, can you shoot?
Pretty hot. Yeah, I'm a shooter.
All right, cool. I'll call the Sixers and we'll hook something.
So wait a minute, are we trading Ben Simmons to the Eagles for Marcus Epps?
No, thank you.
Down the stretch after the football season ends.
I'm sure he'd like to swap those checks. I'm just saying.
I think all of us would, but I don't think Ben's getting them right now.
Probably not. Well. He's mentally getting ready.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going to get to that in the second hour. We're going to have some fun at his expense.
Yeah, next question.
What's your next question over here? Okay. House, do you have a question? We got a couple minutes left here in the segment.
We got to talk about Saints. Segment. Are we going to talk about Saints next?
We got to talk about the Saints next segment.
Okay. Well, this segment, I guess we can keep it light and tight. Let's see. Who's the worst dresser on the team?
You almost did it.
Who's the worst dresser? All you got to do is just say.
Who's the worst dresser and who has the most drip, as they like to say?
I'm a grown man. Nobody. We don't drip nowhere. who's sharp and who's dull? Now, before you. Before you answer, we had a guy named Coy Detmer who went to Target every year. He bought two shirts, two pair of Dockers, and two ties. And those were his game day outfits for the entire season.
And
in
he
rotation.
Forgot to pick up a razor.
And they were and they were clip on ties. So
it's okay to throw someone underneath the bus, man. It's all good. Rodney's gotta be the best, right, Rodney?
Best, I'll definitely go. Rod can throw it on Ant, and Slay can put it together good too.
Does anybody on the team dress like Cam Newton?
Oh God, no! I hope not.
you don't have to say he nothing. Had his answer, and then you had to step in.
No, you don't have to say nothing after that because I was getting ready to go to. Like I have been like we've all had those outfits that are questionable, and but when I say outfits that are questionable, you look in the mirror, it's like. Man, would I talk about me? And as soon as you ask yourself that question, would I talk about me, you should know to take that off and throw it away. But you still wear it. And so you're the object of ridicule. So what I was going to tell you was when I played with the Rams one year, and they had a guy named Steven Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Big
39.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah, he came on looking like a prince on steroids one time on one of the road trips when he had on the ruffle shirt. And And I was like, really? So nobody's gonna say anything about that. And so, Marcus. So that's basically what I'm just saying. It's like I make those type of references and stuff, and poke fun at people. So you don't have to.
Did you think about who the worst dress is before we go to break? Come on, man, throw someone underneath the bus. At least
is
one
it Gardner Minshew?
Need to know.
Oh!
I knew it.
Solid.
I already knew it.
It's the mullet and the mustache.
Yeah. Oh, man, gotta love Gardner.
Like a how-to-work porn star.
But hey, that's not much of a surprise. Like, life is full of surprises. Oh! Some good, some not so good. That's why your State Farm agent is there with good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates for everyone. Yep, that's right. At State Farm, you get great service and great rates with every policy, so you can be prepared for all life surprises. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Coming up in the next segment, the final segment for this hour, we're going to talk to Marcus about this upcoming week's game against the New Orleans Saints right here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. We'll be right back right after this. Retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge and the website is even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports. I'm sure over there they probably have some Villanova stuff because coming up at the top of the hour is going to be Sean Brace and Joe Tanzi with the pregame show for Villanova basketball this evening.
Cats win.
Absolutely. And then, hey, the Union are starting the playoffs coming up here soon, right?
Yeah, buddy.
Brace, I know Brace is excited about that. He's probably holding his soccer ball back there in the studio. This is Green Legion Radio, the Players Show, here at the Finn in Fishtown, set to open on December 9th. The food is fantastic. I can't wait for them to bring it out in the second hour. Maybe Marcus will stick around and get his fingers on some food around here. And I know Hollis might have another three trays of the Bison Burger, but we'll see.
I want the Bison.
I don't smell any bacon, though.
Speaking of getting your hands on something, the Birds are looking to get their hands on the New Orleans Saints this upcoming Sunday, 1 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field. And we're looking to get off the snide at home this season. Because we are winless at home. We're 4-2 on the road. We're 0-4 at home. And it's funny because normally you want to take care of business at home and try and play .500 on the road. So let's see here. This would be the latest in a season that the Eagles will have won at home since 1983. Saints come in losers of 2 in a row against Atlanta and Tennessee after a 3-game winning streak that ended with a huge win at home against the Buccaneers. Lost starting quarterback Jameis Winston to a torn ACL for the season. Journeyman quarterback Trevor Siemian now at the helm. Alvin Kamara missed this past week's game against the Titans with a knee injury. And all-pro wide receiver Michael Thomas out for the year with an ankle injury. Defense still looks pretty good for the Saints, if you ask me.
Number one rush defense in football.
Yeah. Well, we just took it to a top 5-1 with 200-plus yards this past
year. Yes, sir.
So
let's keep it going.
Let's do it again. Especially the Saints are a different team, Marcus. On the road than they are at home, and we're going to get them in the elements this upcoming Sunday because you know, I don't know if you've ever played in a New Orleans Superdome before, but it gets pretty loud, gets pretty hectic, and it's insane down there. Coming to Lincoln Financial Field to have this game against the Saints. You guys beat them last year with no fans in the stands at the link. This year, why don't we go back-to-back? What's your thought on that, Marcus?
Yeah, man, definitely. I mean, this is a must-win for us. You know, we're trying to go on a run right now, and, you know, you hit it on the head. Just the fact that we haven't won at home when we have, you know, we have one of the best, if not the best, home field advantages. You know, it's just unacceptable. We gotta get a win at home. So, you know, it's a must win. We gotta go get it.
Man, look at Marcus taking ownership and accountability on the Green Legion Radio Player Show. That's stuff for the locker room right there that he brought to us. Mm. That's awesome stuff.
Interesting.
Sounded
PC to me.
Maybe not word for word in the locker room, but
Marcus, I know that tomorrow you guys are going to officially get the game plan from the coaching staff. What are the things that stand out to you on the New Orleans Saints offense that you have to focus on? I mean, I know the obvious one is Alvin Kamara. I'm not sure if he's going to be playing this week. He was a surprise inactive this past week. But outside of Alvin Kamara, what else stands out to you? The wide receivers, if you want to kind of go through the wide receiver core for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. You know, it starts off with Alvin Kamara. I mean, you know, we got to prepare for him to play. He's one of the best running backs in the NFL. He can do it on the ground and in the air. Really good receiving threat, too. Just all around really good player. So, you know, I think he's the one we got to key in on first and foremost. And then, you know, like you said, they got some solid receivers as well. Traquan Smith.
Marquez Callaway coming up clutch on that last drive last week in fantasy.
Yeah, man. So they've got some good players all around. They're a good team. You know, it's going to be a challenge, but it's one that we have to get. So
Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The big T-shirt.
He's probably going to get a heavy dose of him.
Yeah,
And I know you're in a safety. You're prominent in the run defense sometimes. Yeah, and give us a bit of an insight on some of the things that you go through as far as like when you're going up against a team and run versus pass type reads. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, so when I played, I used to make the jet cool it call. Jet means it's pass. Cool it means it's run. So give us a little bit of insight on some of your keys that you look for.
Yeah. I mean, our DB coach does a really good job each week of giving us really good tips. You know, certain formations that they like to come out in that, you know, are really heavy pass or really heavy run. He always tends to find those tips for us, so it makes it a lot easier for us going in the game. Okay, you know, when they're in this formation or on this part of the field, you know, it's heavy run, heavy pass, heavy boot, or they like to take their shots here or there, so... You know, our DB coach does a really good job of that, and it makes it a lot easier going into the game.
Other quick one. What does cowboy mean on any defense?
Cowboy?
Yeah. You don't even know what it means, do you?
No, I don't.
Normally, if you hear that, it's a corner blitz.
Oh, okay.
cowboy.
That's older. I haven't heard that one yet.
I know. I'm old school, so it's universal though. So that's why if you listen to it, you still hear it sometimes. So
now, when you go into a game like this, and the quarterback is Trevor Siemian, the guy started the season pretty much as a backup. I think he was on the practice squad, maybe with the Saints or someplace else, because they came into the season. They had a quarterback battle between Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. Mm-hmm. Knowing that now Trevor Siemian has taken the reins there, it's hard not to have the mindset that, hey, like, you know, in years past it was Drew Brees. Yeah. You know, this year it was a former number one overall pick in Jameis Winston. How difficult is it to keep that mindset like, hey, we have to remain focused no matter who the quarterback is for the other team?
Yeah, like you said it, I mean, that's just what we have to do. I mean, you can't go into any game thinking it's going to be easy at this level. When you do that, that's when you get tore up. So, you know, if we go in thinking it's going to be easy because of who's playing at quarterback, then, you know, it's probably not going to be a good day for us. We're going to let our guard down. But, you know, we just have to go in with that mindset. No matter who it is, we're going to dominate. And if we do that, I like our odds.
Taysom Hill, I know you played against him last year.
Yeah.
Were you able to get your hands on him at all last season? Because that's a big dude.
Yeah, I didn't tackle him last year. But, yeah, he is a big dude, man. Good all-around player. I mean, he does a lot for them. Comes in and does, you know, plays tight end, plays special teams, block punts. So, you know, he's a pretty solid player.
Awesome. Marcus, we really appreciate you coming in and hanging out with us here at the Fin in Fishtown.
Thank you, guys.
What a fantastic guest you were. And, hey, make sure you go back to the locker room and you let the guys know, hey, next week you can go ahead and be on the Green Legion Radio Player Show.
It's party time.
Along with us, absolutely. So coming up here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler is Villanova basketball and the pregame show with Sean Brace and Joe Tanzi. Make sure you guys stick around with them here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. We are the Green Legion Radio Player Show, and we will see you guys down at the link from 10 to 11 for the pregame show on Sunday. Make sure you guys tune in and hang out with us. Thanks to everybody for coming out here to the Fin. And for all of you out there, I'm going to do this even though this is slated for baseball brunch. Like a 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard. We are out of here, baby. So long and have a good night.